KJAN Sports.
Time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports this morning, the Atlantic School District's Board of Education Wednesday evening heard from Atlantic Athletic Facilities Liaison Bob Sweeney, who said the Trojan Bowl project is on schedule for the first football game, season opener against Mount Air on September 11th. Sweeney said the Trojan Bowl, like many projects, some days are more visible production than others. Said they've survived COVID-19 as far as the crisis with the construction because they've moved forward on a daily basis. Any rain received over the next few days will slow construction, but Sweeney said the crops need it, so they'll just have to live with that.
In the baseball softball notes, the mason has completed the inside work at the baseball field. The carpenters have continued to work on interior framing. Camlins, I would say, are done at both sites with their above the ceiling work. The electrician has probably still got a little bit of work, I think, left at the Trojan Bowl. They come in and insulate the pipes and the ductwork. That was completed last Saturday. Some grading has been done at both fields. Softball is basically to rough grade. The baseball still has the outfield area to be raised if you've driven by it.
Also, the water ponding issue in the south end of the field from an underground spring seems to have been abated thanks to action taken to core out the water hole. That was needed, according to Sweeney, because as it turns out, tiling was not an effective solution.
We imported dirt to finish off the Trojan Bowl rough grade, and you have to have a certain type of dirt, clay mix, et cetera, and it's got to pass the testing. And then there was a big dirt pile on the east side of the Trojan Bowl, and all of a sudden it started to disappear, and it basically went to a business on the east side of town. That dirt is Central Iowa Dirt Works dirt, just like the scrap metal would be their scrap metal. So they've sold that dirt, and they won't need that dirt to finish off the Trojan Bowl, okay? So if somebody asks, why are they hauling dirt? Or if you got a call, I want some dirt, you know, how do I get in that? That was Central Iowa Dirt that sold that dirt off.
Well, Governor Kim Reynolds is allowing more Iowa businesses to reopen, but her latest pandemic-related proclamation still prohibits sports gatherings of 10 or more until midnight on Wednesday, May 27th. Reynolds was asked specifically about high school baseball and softball Wednesday during her daily news conference. Reynolds says she's not discussed summer sports with the Iowa High School Athletic Union, the Iowa High School Athletic Association that governs boys sports, or the Iowa High School Girls Athletic Union, but she's not closed the door on the idea if coronavirus activity is contained or declines.
And hopefully, if Iowans and businesses and everybody continue to do what we're seeing that they do, we're going to continue to, in a very phased-in approach, continue opening up and bringing more things online.
Atlantic School District Athletic Director Andy Mitchell said Wednesday evening during the school board meeting that the Hawkeye 10 athletic directors have been meeting on a weekly basis. The executive director of the girls' union joined a teleconference with those officials Wednesday, but was just as uncertain as to what the summer has in store as the governor at this stage in the pandemic recovery process.
So we're planning on if we are going to have something. We've got schedules worked out and things of that nature, but there are a lot of questions that came up today. It's going to be difficult, but we're holding out hope yet.
Bowling alleys are to remain closed statewide, and the governor has lifted restrictions on fitness centers in 22 counties that required customers to make appointments, and only one customer was allowed to be inside at a time. Well, the NFL has updated its organized team activities schedule as the league hopes to begin the upcoming season on time. A person familiar with that decision tells the Associated Press that the NFL has extended its virtual off-season workouts through the end of May. NFL teams normally would be holding OTAs during May, followed by June minicamps. Those activities are being done remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic. Coaching and training staffs have worked with the players by conducting classroom instruction and on-field activities through digital applications. All 32 teams must submit plans for reopening their facilities to the league by Friday, though no dates for such reopenings are set. Off-season workouts must end by June 26th, a week or so later than usual. Well, Florida is willing to be a restart site for professional sports leagues when play resumes following shutdowns caused by the new coronavirus. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's welcoming all pro sports for practicing and playing, although he couldn't guarantee that fans would be permitted. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey announced this week that his state is open to games without spectators for all the major sports starting on Saturday. Major League Soccer is looking at the possibility of resuming the season this summer with all teams playing in Orlando, Florida. A person with knowledge of the plan says the league's 26 teams and limited staff would likely be sheltered in a resort with games played without fans at ESPN's Wide World of Sports complex at Disney World. Details of the plan are still under consideration. Teams could head to Florida as early as June 1st for training camps. A person familiar with the decision says the Miami Marlins will temporarily furlough 90 to 100 baseball operations employees beginning June 1st because of the pandemic. The person told the Associated Press that about 40% of the baseball operations staff will be affected, with the status of those furloughed to be evaluated monthly. Their health benefits will continue through the end of October. The PGA Tour has outlined a plan, a health plan, for its return that includes testing players for the new coronavirus, both at home and when they arrive at tournaments. The Tour's chief of operations says they won't play if it's not safe for everyone involved and if testing takes away from resources in the host city. The return to golf will not include spectators or pro-ams. Key personnel will have to answer health questionnaires and have their temperatures taken every day. The Tour says if a player tests positive, he will have to withdraw. Golf courses in England are reopening as part of some modest, socially distanced easing of coronavirus lockdown restrictions. People in England can exercise more than once a day and with one person from outside their household, provided the rule to remain more than 6 feet apart is adhered to. In addition, outdoor tennis and basketball courts can be used, and people will also be able to swim in lakes and in the sea. Oaklawn plans to reopen its casino next to the racetrack in Hot Springs, Arkansas, Monday. General Manager Wayne Smith says state and health officials have given the go-ahead to do so with new health and hygiene protocols in place. The casino will operate at 33% capacity. Staff and visitors will have their temperatures checked upon entry and have to wear masks. Guests must show ID in case contact tracing is needed. Rutgers is doing away with paper tickets to sports events in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The State University of New Jersey announced Wednesday that mobile-only ticketing to sports events will start this fall with the football season. IndyCar plans to crown its champion on the streets of St. Petersburg, Florida. The original opener is being rescheduled for October 25th as the finale. IndyCar was supposed to start its season March 15th on the temporary street course. Teams were already in place to compete before sports shut down 48 hours before the race because of the pandemic. The NCAA is pushing back its deadline for early entrance to the NBA draft to withdraw and return to school. The deadline had been June 3rd, 10 days after the completion of the NBA scouting combine, but the combine was postponed amid the pandemic. NCAA Senior Vice President of Basketball Dan Gavitt said in a statement that college sports governing body won't set a new deadline until the NBA has determined its revised timeline for the pre-draft process. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.